you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Good morning, one and all. Hope your weekend has started well. And I hope this show brings a smile to your face. Because, as I've said before, it's always a joy and a pleasure to wake up this big, wonderful city of ours. Well, I guess I should explain. If you're new to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, then allow me to introduce myself, even though I guess my old friend J.P. Stevenson already has. Randy Hames is my legal name. But if you've lived in Houston over the last few decades, you'll probably know me better by the name I used on the air for 30 years, Irv Harrigan. From the Hudson and Harrigan show that was on another radio station, which shall not be named. As a matter of fact, my old radio partner from those days will join us in the last segment of this show, as he always does. His real name is Fred Olson, but you probably remember him as Mac Hudson. And he and I woke up this big, wonderful city of ours every Monday through Friday for 30 continuous years. So that's why I consider it a joy and a pleasure to wake you up on Saturdays. I guess I'm just kind of accustomed to waking people up on the radio. And you know, one of the best ways to wake up is to laugh. So if you were a regular listener to the Hudson and Harrigan show, then you already know that making you laugh was our ultimate goal every morning. And by extension, I hope the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will do the same thing. Namely, help you wake up by making you laugh. Or at least a little bit, anyway, while we talk about food. Frankly, making people laugh, it's been kind of a goal my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. One of my earliest memories was my mother teaching me how to impersonate Elvis Presley way back in the 1950s. Yes, I know, I'm a geezer. I was only a pup, but I was fascinated by Elvis, just like everybody else back then. And I learned how to kind of shake my knee back and forth in time to the music like he did and say, uh-huh, oh yeah, I'm all shook up. Yeah, it really wasn't all that good of an impersonation, but, you know, when you're 8 years old, adults think just about anything you do is funny, right? But I actually developed my addiction to making people laugh even before that. My very first memory was early in elementary school, as in the first grade. I was only five. The principal told my parents that kindergarten was already full, but she said she would test me to see if I could just go right into the first grade. And that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, I didn't really understand the school rules. Well, probably because I hadn't been in kindergarten. So the first time the teacher left the classroom for a few minutes, it never occurred to me that I shouldn't just take that opportunity to work on my stand-up comedy act. And when the teacher came back a few minutes later, I had the whole room laughing and screaming. So I was really confused when she failed to see the humor in my act and sent me to the principal's office instead. And if you think they were unimpressed, the principal and the teacher, should have heard what my mother had to say when I showed her the note from the teacher. Holy smoke. Hey, what a tough room. Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield, right? But even my first prison sentence didn't deter me. Well, after all, I was an only child, so solitary confinement in my room was nothing new to me. I was just born to be the class clown, and so I embraced that role with exuberance and dedication, much to the chagrin of my teachers, of course. Blurting out one-liners in the middle of class just became my daily routine. And all my report cards included a note from the teacher saying that I talked too much. In fact, that was one of the boxes the teacher could check under my grade in citizenship. They call it conduct nowadays. And it was always checked, talks too much, every 6 weeks. One of my teachers said to my mom, Randy is a wonderful child. He just won't shut up. And she was absolutely correct. I mean, I just couldn't control myself. There was just so much that needed to be said. You know what I mean? When I was in junior high, they call it middle school now, we had a big talent contest, and I sang a Homer and Jethro tune called The Billboard Song. It was about billboards that had been torn and tattered by a big windstorm, and then the layered messages underneath one another started getting mixed together to create some funny phrases. And yeah, I do remember some of the lyrics. Thanks for asking. Smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drank Wrigley's spearmint beer. Kennel ration dog food makes your wife's complexion clear. Chew chocolate-covered mothballs, they always satisfy. Brush your teeth with Lifebuoy soap and watch the suds go by. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't sing then. I can't sing now. But I was the big hit of the talent show, and I was hooked. It just encouraged me to make more smart-aleck remarks during class, and I was widely acclaimed by my friends as the class clown. Or class idiot, if you ask the teachers. I even recall walking into Mrs. Elliott's English class my junior year in high school, and I sat down next to another like-minded aspiring stand-up comedian of the classroom. His name was Hugh, and Mrs. Elliott took one look at us and she said, "Oh, no, not frickin' frack. You sit way over there, you sit way over there, and you two don't even so much as look at each other." I turned to Hugh and I said, "I believe our reputations precede us." Then, during my senior year, I made some moan-worthy comment in the middle of Mr. Hill's U.S. government class, and he said, "Very nice, Mr. Hames. Another inane statement designed to make the class laugh. Where are you going to use that skill later on in life?" I said, "Oh, I don't know. On the radio?" I still have a small scar right here on my cheek. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he was tempted, but Mr. Hill was not that kind of teacher. I even remember saying something to him one time about how his government class was so interesting to me that I was considering becoming a political reporter in broadcasting after I graduated from college. He kind of looked at me sideways and he said, "Boy, I'm worried about you graduating from high school." That's why he was one of my favorite teachers. He was a man after my own heart. And I can't even begin to count the number of radio bosses who told me over the years, "Randy, it's not always about making the audience laugh." But to me, that's exactly what it was all about. In my mind, what could possibly be more boring than to talk about sports or politics or pop culture and not make a joke out of it? I was determined to be more than just another pretty voice on the radio. And that's one of the reasons why I try to end every edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show with my old laughing buddy Fred Olson from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, because we invariably wind up laughing every time we talk, whether it's just at each other or at somebody else's expense. Heck, on this show, even food is funny, especially if you've ever eaten anything I've cooked. No, well, that's not exactly true. I'm pretty good at the basics, like burgers and steaks and pork chops, you know, stuff like that. There's a guy I see fairly regularly at the gym. He gave me a recipe for his ribs, but my wife wouldn't let me try it alone. She wanted to oversee the entire process. I believe her words were, "I am not about to let you screw up a perfectly good rack of ribs." Apparently, she just doesn't have a sense of humor. Oh, and yes, the ribs were fabulous. Mostly due to her, I will admit. However, when it comes to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, the month of June is no laughing matter. Because June is National Grilling Month. And that's serious business around here, boy. No, really, stop and think about it for a second. Every day there are thousands, no? There are hundreds of thousands of perfectly innocent plants that are killed by vegetarians. So, it is our stated mission on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show to help end the violence by eating more meat. And what better way to accomplish that lofty goal than to talk to two of the most influential meat lovers in town, Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke, and Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. So, go ahead, laugh all you want to, but you better stand back, buddy, because Grandpa is grilling over here, you know what I mean? And besides, let's face facts. Nobody invites their friends over to microwave, now do they?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Today, we are proud to be talking to the best friend a fisherman has ever had. It's Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. How are you, Brother Dave?
I'm fine, Randy, and it's good to hear your voice again. Doing just great.
Well, good. Let's just jump right into it here and ask, how are things going at Boyd's One Stop these days?
Boyd's One Stop is still alive and kicking. We're doing well, Randy. It's been a very, very busy crawfish season, but now we're just looking forward to another season behind us and rolling right on into cooking some other seafood.
Well, now let me ask you about that, Dave, because I'll openly display my ignorance here. When the weather gets hot, the crawfish burrow down to get away from the heat. Is that right?
Yeah, most of the crawfish over in Louisiana are in the rice canals or in rice fields, so they go down into the mud, and then as the rain falls and the water levels change, then the crawfish do their thing. They go in there, and then they eat, and then they sleep, and then they propagate, and that's pretty much how they do it. And yes, they live a lot of times in the mud.
Well, how's that new facility working out for you guys down there at Boyd's One Stop?
It's doing pretty well. We've got pretty much all of that new building in operation, where this time we were able to use it specifically for crawfish and also for a lot of shrimp preparation, and so it's really worked out well for us.
Well, a lot of people think of Boyd's as a bait shop, and that's actually what Boyd's originally started out as, but there's a whole lot more than a bait shop. But let's talk about the bait shop. What can we expect to find there?
Well, when I think of Boyd's, I still think of it being a bait shop, because I went to work there when I was about 16 years old, and back in the late 60s, and that's what it was pretty much, was just that, a bait camp, where fishermen would come in and get their dead bait and hooks and sinkers and maybe some line, and if they were lucky, we might have a rod or two and maybe a reel, and we'd have cane poles back then. And then over the years we evolved and got a little bit bigger and added a few more coats of paint and a few more boards, and it expanded the size of the building a little bit, and we were able to actually bring in live shrimp, which was a pretty big endeavor back then, to making a switch over to live bait to be able to keep live shrimp alive. And then we moved in where we could keep live finger mullet and mudfish alive, and we expanded our tackle. So now when you come in, we like to provide the fishermen with pretty much everything they need. If they come in with nothing, to where they can leave out with everything they would need besides a little bit of luck to be able to go out on the dike or out on their boat and catch some fish. And so that's the goal. And so when folks come in, we do everything possible to help set them up to where they can go out and have a good time, especially when folks bring their kiddos in. We want to spend as much time as we can to get everybody set up to go out and have a good day on the water.
But you mentioned the fresh seafood market, and you started that several years ago. For people who don't want to go fishing, they just want to buy fish. So what's in stock and in season right now at Boyd's One Stop?
Well, we've talked about the crawfish, and it's not completely gone yet. It's not what we actually call a seafood, but it rolls right in there beside it. But our forte right now, Randy, is table shrimp and blue crab, and then we'll also have some fish that we bring in from Louisiana, some speckled trout on occasion, not right now, but we'll also have some redfish that we buy and flounder that we'll get from Louisiana. And that's, you would wonder, well, why don't you use the Texas fish? Well, that's because there's regulations involved that prevent us from using game fish as table fare here, but we can import it from Louisiana, so we do that. So we are just in great shape right now on our offshore table shrimp, 9-12 count. That means there's 9-12 to a count. We have some that are 12, 15, 16, 18s. They're all different numbers based on how many shrimp it takes to make a pound. So shrimp's my favorite, and And that's what we're in great shape on. And blue crab, we've just had a tremendous early season on blue crab. We have sold tons and tons of blue crab here in the last couple of months.
But for the people who don't want to bother with the cooking part, you do have the Cajun Seafood Grill. You mentioned Louisiana. It's right next door there. So what are some of the most popular dishes on the menu this time of year?
Yes, sir, Randy. The Cajun Grill can make you just about anything from one mean cheeseburger down to a very good shrimp poor boy. We have some catfish. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I'm a hamburger freak. If I'm not eating shrimp, I'm going to roll over and have a cheeseburger over there. But they just have all the goodies. They've got a full menu of all different kinds of ways to cook shrimp and fish, and also they make what we call a barbecued crab. It's a blue crab that's been cleaned and been seasoned with a seasoning that we use, and then it's deep fried quickly and hot, and it comes out crispy, and you just break the crab apart and pick the meat out, and it you get it all over you, and you have a great time doing it.
So there you have it, bait and tackle, ice and ice chest, cold drinks and snacks, seafood market, Cajun Seafood Grill. It's all in one place, and that's why they call it Boyd's One Stop. But today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're continuing to pay homage to the month of June, which is National Grilling Month. Now, Dave, we're sure you love to grill at home. How many backyard cookers do you own personally?
Let's see. Right now, they're kind of like the hair on my head. I'm thinning them out. I'm down to two. I'm down to an old aluminum bullet grill. I think it's a PK grill that I've had for a long time, and it's just a charcoal grill, and I use it exclusively because I'm just old school when it comes to cooking like that, when it comes to cooking on the grill. But you know, I had to get fancy several years ago to get one of them big old gas grills with you know, it's about 2 acres long, and it's just so fancy I'm almost scared to use it, you know. But yeah, I'm down to two. I bet you have a couple.
No, I've only got one. I'm lazy. But let me ask you this, Dave. You were mentioning the stuff that was good in the seafood grill. Pick out one of those and give us a recipe you would use to grill one of those fish in the backyard.
Well, I tell you, I mentioned a while ago, I love shrimp, and shrimp is so easy to cook, and it's fast. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can take shrimp and just about do nothing to it, and it'll taste good. But I like to take, get my charcoal hot. I usually try to put a little bit of that cooking spray on the grill, or put down a layer of foil and poke some holes in it, put some cooking spray on it, you know, just try to keep things down to a minimum on mess. But I'll take a couple of pounds of uncooked shrimp, and I peel them and devein them, leave the tail on for looks or whatever, and I usually put them on skewers, and that just makes them easier to keep up with where they don't fall through the grill, and then I can just take and slide them rascals off and eat them like popcorn. But I'll take a couple of pounds of uncooked shrimp, and they don't have to be real big. They can be medium or whatever, and I'll add a pinch of garlic salt and some black pepper, and I like a little bit of a pop to it. Randy, I'll add just a little bit of cayenne pepper, maybe a quarter teaspoon, and then mayonnaise is a good medium. I'll take a cup of mayonnaise, and then I'll mix all those ingredients together and just make it into a paste. And then I'll put those shrimp on the skewers, as I mentioned, and shake them down with a little bit of that garlic, salt, and pepper. And then I just spread that mix onto those shrimp that are on the skewers, and put them on the grill, and don't cook them any more than about 5 minutes or so, just a few minutes on each side, and you'll notice when they get pinkish in color, even with that mayonnaise mix on them, and then you can always pop one off and taste it. But one thing about a shrimp is you don't need or really want to overcook it. But that's just a nice, simple little recipe, and you can put that on a little bed of rice or whatever, and you got yourself a pretty good shrimp deal right there.
That's been Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. What's your website, Dave?
Boyd's website is boydsonestop.com.
Thanks for your time, Dave. Let's talk again soon. Okay, buddy?
Alrighty.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, look who's here. It's Jared Poffenberger, who co-owns and operates the iconic Belleville Meat Market with his brother Marcus. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Randy.
Right out of the box, I want to tell you, my son gave me two of your summer sausage varieties, and a couple of your pecan smoked sausage links for Father's Day, and he delivered them to me in one of those styrofoam coolers with your name on the side. So I asked him, I said, did you order this online? And he said, no, I drove out to Belleville and bought it in the store. And I said, why didn't you just buy it online and have it shipped to your house? And he said, because I didn't think of it in time, and I had to drive out to Belleville and pick it up in person. So did he look you up while he was out there?
You know what? I didn't know he came in. I didn't see him. I see a lot of my customers. He must have slipped under the radar on us, but it sounds like he loaded up pretty good.
Yeah. I bet he was in too big of a hurry, or maybe he just didn't want to admit that he hadn't thought of it soon enough to order online. So as long as we're on the subject of your pecan smoked sausage, how many different varieties do you offer at Belleville Meat Market?
Oh, gosh, Randy, we have, we're selling about 20 different varieties of pecan smoked sausage right now.
Well, did you guys dream up all those different flavors yourselves?
Well, we did. I mean, we have a base seasoning that we use, and it's really pretty much the garlic smoked sausage seasoning. And then from there, we build on that, you know, whether it be a jalapeno or a jalapeno and cheese or sweet chipotle or sage, double black pepper. We just add some ingredients on top of that base to get the varieties we have. And yeah, I mean, some of the flavors are inspired by just, you know, wild hairs that we have, and some flavors are inspired by, you know, following national trends, flavor trends, and we think, hey, man, we might be able to whip that into a sausage and it might work for us. So, you know, we kind of pull from all over the place.
Well, how many different varieties did your dad offer when you took the business over from him?
Well, he started with his first one, which was the garlic sausage. That was in 1981. That would have been the first recipe that he made. And I believe the very next one was probably jalapeno, more than likely jalapeno cheese. And then, you know, it just kind of grew from there. Sage, I believe, was one of the early flavors.
And for those of you who actually, you know, think ahead a little more than my son did, you can order some of these products online. I've often wondered this. What other products do you offer online besides the summer sausage and the pecan smoked sausage?
No, you bet. So online, Randy, we ship everything, pretty much everything that we make here, excluding the fresh meat. We ship our dry sausage, of course, our summer sausage, our jerky. We ship our tamales. We ship gift boxes. We ship spices. We'll ship our Belleville Meat Market logoed hats and shirts. Pretty much, if it's sold here at the retail store, we'll ship it to you.
Well, talk about those Texas-sized tamales, because there's nothing I love more than a good tamale.
Oh, yeah. Those things are great. So our tamales are handmade. We make the sauce here in-house. We make the masa in-house. They're just full of flavor. We use a traditional Mexican recipe that just makes these things incredible, and they're very popular.
And you've got gift cards available from Belleville Meat Market. Tell us about those.
No, you bet. Yeah, we sure do. We offer gift cards that have no expiration date.
Wow. And that's super convenient. Then you can go by and just get whatever you want.
That's right. You can get whatever you want. Absolutely. And we're working on it. We don't have it in place yet, but we're working on being able to redeem those gift cards online. But that's in the near future for our customers as well.
Plus, Jared and Marcus are especially proud of the latest addition to the Belleville Meat Market complex, the custom processing plant that they've built right behind the main showroom. Is that where you make the sausage by hand, Jared?
It is. So all the products that we sell here at the market that are more of a processed product, like our sausages, our jerkies, all of those products are made in the processing plant across the street.
And actually, it was designed to be a wild game processing plant. So what kind of animals do you process there, Jared?
You know, we process pretty much any species of wild game that a customer can bring to us. I mean, of course, this time of the year, lots of wild hogs. But as we get into the early fall, we start seeing some of the mule deer, the elk, and everything coming out of, like New Mexico and Colorado area. And then as we move in through the holidays into deer season, starting with October 1st with bow season, we see a lot of whitetail as well. So pretty much whatever a customer wants to go hunt and bags, we can process it for them.
And a lot of hunters love wild turkey. And some of them even like to shoot birds once in a while. If you catch my meaning, if you get my drift.
I do.
So, how often do you get wild turkeys to process?
Oh, we get them quite often. We don't actually debone the turkey itself, but if a customer will bring us the turkey breast, or they debone like the thigh meat or something like that, they'll have us make it into some variety of our sausages, and works out pretty well.
And I'm sure some of our listeners have more questions they want to ask about that, questions that I'm not smart enough to ask. So how do they get in touch with you to find out more about the wild game processing plant?
Sure. They can simply give us a call here at the shop at 979-865-5782. Have to talk to processing, and the guys over in the plant will just bestow an enormous amount of knowledge on them and answer all their questions.
And, of course, hunting season's right around the corner, so here we go. But today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is actually continuing our focus on June as National Grilling Month. And we just finished speaking with Dave Fremont over at Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. So let's talk about grilling seafood. First of all, am I right? Belleville Meat Market does not offer seafood, right?
No, we don't sell seafood.
But you like to go fishing, right?
I've been known to hop in the salt water from time to time. I kind of grew up fishing, so yeah, absolutely.
So tell us what kind of fish you like to catch.
So the fish I like to catch the most is redfish. We typically go out fly fishing for those guys and sight casting, and it's more of a naturalist way of fishing, but it's very peaceful, but very tactful as well, and satisfying. So that's how I like to do it when I'm out on the saltwater.
Okay, here's where the rubber meets the road. Now tell us how you like to cook that redfish.
On a half shell every time, Randy.
Huh.
On the half shell, on the grill, and some lime, some minced garlic, and butter, and we are there.
Wow, that's pretty simple. You like to keep it simple, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess it's just growing up in the meat business. You know, we've never really been a family that over-seasons or marinades a whole lot, like our steaks or even our fish before we cook them. I mean, we like to taste the meat, and, you know, so that kind of carried over into how we cook our fish as well. You know, we like to taste the different flavors that are in the different species of fish and just enjoy it.
Do you ever grill a whole fish? Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't. And
Okay. Good answer.
No.
How about, have you ever tried cedar grilling plants?
You know, I have. So, for whatever reason, my wife and I got on a kick cooking cedar plank salmon. And it's very similar to the way we cook our redfish on a half shell. I mean, it's garlic, butter, lime, you know, maybe a little seasoned salt or something on the top. But nothing too fancy. But we like doing the cedar plank salmon with maybe a side of asparagus on it.
Well, now, have you tried cooking the veggies on the grill, or do you do that inside?
If I'm not pressed for time, I like cooking them on the grill. I like, you know, for example, squash or something like that. I'll take them and cut them into wedges and roll them on the grill just a little bit to where they're still kind of crunchy on the inside, but grilled up nice on the outside.
Jared Poffenberger has been our guest today. He owns the Belleville Meat Market. What's your website, buddy?
Randy, you can find me at www.bellevillemeatmarket.com, all spelled out.
And where exactly is the market located?
All right, so Belleville's about an hour west of Houston. If you're coming out I-10, when you get to Sealy, we're 14 miles north of Interstate 10, right off of Highway 36. If you're leaving Houston on Highway 290, when you get to Hempstead or Highway 6 going to College Station, just go south, and we're 14 miles south of 290 here in Belleville.
Jared, all the best to you and Marcus. Happy National Grilling Month. Let's celebrate by burning a holy cow!
Hey, sounds good. I'm with you. Thanks, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Time to check in with one of the funniest people I've ever known in my life. He's my old on-air partner from the Hudson and Harrigan show. It's Fred Olson. How you doing, bud?
Good. That's a lot of pressure. The funniest person.
And now here's another one. Now here's Fred with the funniest joke you've ever heard.
Yeah, but somebody did that one time, introducing someone else, and I felt sorry for the guy who had to come up, and it's like, hey, here's a guy to tell you the funniest joke you've ever heard.
Yeah, I've actually had people do that to me, and you know what I say back to them?
What?
Your face. Then they never do it again.
Tough crowd. I'll be here all week. Fun of you, you know.
But honestly, some of my favorite memories of making people laugh in public were the years that I was the MC for the West Point Society of Houston's Founders Day dinners every year.
Yeah.
You remember Tom Parr, our old buddy, got me involved in the West Point Society. Heck, they even made me an honorary member.
Nice.
And one of my greatest honors, actually, as an old enlisted man. And I remember one year I was the MC. I was right after Bush had put together the Coalition of the Willing to free Kuwait from Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
And the French refused to help us. And so I stood up and I said, you know why there were so many trees planted all the way up and down the Champs-Élysées? So the German army can march in the shade.
There you go. Ooh, ba-da-bum. I love it. That's a good one. That's a good one.
They loved it. And then it turned into bash the French all night. Actually, the Secretary of the Army was there that night, Tom White. He was the keynote speaker, and he said, "Do you know what the Maginot Line means in French? Speed bump ahead."
yeah, speed bump ahead. Go around. That was another brilliant part of World War One. It's just amazing stuff.
I came back with. So, what's the difference between American fries and French fries? Courage.
Oh, I love it. Ba-da-boom. Oh, the Maginot Line. Oh, yeah. I know. We build a wall. We will build a wall, and they cannot come through.
Well, that sounds a little vaguely familiar, doesn't it, Fred?
Yes, we will go through Belgium, like they did last time.
Well, then the secretary came back with, the French told us they would be more than willing to join the fight just as soon as we could prove to them that we found truffles in downtown Baghdad.
Oh, goodness.
And I said, why should we expect the French to help us liberate Kuwait? They didn't even help us liberate France.
But a bump. Tough crowd. The PTA love this stuff, you know? Come on.
Then the secretary said, an American said to a Frenchman, do you speak German? And the Frenchman said, no. And the American said, you're welcome. That's when we gave up.
Oh, man.
But, you know, we Yanks often forget that the French were instrumental in saving our hides in the American Revolutionary War.
Yeah, because they hated the English more than we did.
Well, I thought that they bailed us out.
And then they took Canada and said, and when you come here, we will treat you like tourists. I should say, I like Canada. I just don't know if they like us. I'm not sure.
Okay, one more. I'm sure you remember this one because we used it on the air. Why does the new French Navy have glass-bottom boats? Come on, you do the punchline.
To see the old French Navy. Yeah, I think that was originally the Italian Navy. I don't know. Could be the one.
But that's enough of that. Well, let's talk about food because, after all, it is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, isn't it? Give us an update on Bev's garden.
Well, it's rolling in by the truckload, literally.
Mm.
And let's see, I can't even tell you how many tomatoes. We've got like 100 tomatoes sitting in the kitchen. There's more in the wood shop, and cucumbers, and she's making salsa. So she preps things as they come in. If she gets a lot of cucumbers, boom, she'll put up pickles. But lately it's been salsa, so we've been smoking tomatoes. You slice them up and smoke them. I've got a pellet smoker, so I smoked them with some hickory cherry wood, and then she processes that into a smoked salsa and adds heat to it as she goes along, and she put up, I don't know, seven or nine other jars of that the other day.
And you said you have 100 tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's really nothing. That means she's been processing them and putting up, stewing them, heating them up, and then canning them. And again, turning them into salsa, et cetera. And then I try to eat one or two a day.
Cans of salsa?
No. Just the tomatoes and then try to do a cucumber. Like today, I'll just make a big salad just to, you're going to miss them because they're going to be gone, right?
Yeah, yeah. So when do I get my big basket of vine-ripened tomatoes, huh?
When?
Yeah.
When you come pick them up. See, in the country, everybody's garden is coming in. They go, oh, my God, I've got so many squash. Who wants them? I go, no.
So tell me this. You were talking about Bev's salsa.
Yeah.
And you roast the tomatoes that you use in the salsa. But describe the process of making the salsa.
Well, she would kind of have to do that. I mean, she takes it and she cooks it down, and will add heat, and then adds. She also raises what would be almost like a hatch pepper.
Uh-huh.
For flavor, she'll add some of that, and then she'll add ancho pepper. She'll put some ancho in there. and just kind of cook it down, and then add this with the smoked tomatoes and just can it. And each time, it's almost different, even though she's come up with a recipe, but every time it's almost a little different because the smoke may be a little heavier here, a little lighter there. And it's each season you try to perfect it, and she's got it down to a pretty good system. As far as how she cooks it down like almost like a stew, I guess.
Huh.
Yeah, until it's been heated thoroughly and cooked and whatever she does and cooks it to a certain consistency and then heats up the jars, you know, like in the canning process, seals them and waits for the lids to snap down, shut tight, and then, you know, it's sealed.
Well, now, you also mentioned that she makes pickles with the cucumbers that you grow in the garden. I remember my dad doing that, but I don't know how he did it. How does she do it?
Well, same way, you heat up the jars and everything. You heat up the solution you want with stuffed garlic and dill into a jar that's filled with the fresh-cut pickles. And of course, you put the pickles on ice for a number of hours to really get them firm. And then you heat up the solution of the salt and whatever. She's got a certain formula, and then you pour it hot into those jars. Again, then you seal it with a cap, with a ball. Yeah, the ball jar seals, you know, the caps you put on.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for them to snap down and seal. And that's kind of how you do it. It's a lengthy process. She's got it pretty smoothed out, but it takes a while to get, you know, get used to it. But pick up if you're interested in doing it, you can get books on pickling. And we tend to eat everything she puts up, so it's all good.
Well, you remember our old buddy Rowdy Yates and his wife Kim. They love to can things, but they go to farmer's market. You can bring it in right out of the garden, right?
Well, sure, yeah. And I do, when people say farmer's markets, I'm always kind of wary. It isn't that there's anything wrong with them, but does it really come from a farm?
Yeah, you never know.
No, I'm serious, because you look at vine-ripened tomatoes or tomatoes, and so I always wonder about that. Yeah, we just go out and we haul it in by the basket. Actually, it's kind of obscene. Great, we just had the grandchildren here. They were here for 10 days, and I am just...
Tired.
Tired. Worn out. From 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., it's on the go. But to see them go out, they want to go to the garden and see where vegetables come from.
Hmm.
And they're 9, 8, and 3. Now, and they're just amazed.
Well, we're still right in the middle of National Grilling Month, and we talked to Dave Fremont over at Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike about seafood. What are some of your favorite fish to grill outside, Fred?
Fish. Oh, gosh. A salmon. Love salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I like to maybe do a little marinade with a little bit of maybe some ginger, soy, maybe a little sweetness in that, a little honey or something like that, and then just... put it on the grill. It's fabulous. Get a fish basket, though. Otherwise, it'll be, you know, all over the place. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite things, and Bev loves that when I do that.
Have you ever tried planking fish?
Haven't really planked it. Haven't done that. I'd like to give it a shot. I'll give anything a shot if it's good.
Well, I don't know how to tell you how to do it. I just wanted to know if you had done it.
to grill it, yeah. There's other fish, man. Fish, it doesn't take long, so you got to keep your eye on it. I mean, it's easy to overdo trout. It's easy to overdo some of those really light fish like that.
Oh, it is.
I like to get a real, when I do salmon, I tend to get that fatty salmon, because then when you grill it, you have a lot more room for error.
Yeah, I need that.
If you get like some of that coho, some of that real thin, expensive stuff, you got to do it real quick. You got to be really watchful of it. Or just bake it if you don't want to do that. But man, nothing like the grill. I grilled lamb. I did 25 lamb chops.
Wow.
I know. But the kids ate 21 of them. I'm serious.
Holy smoke.
And you take a rack of lamb and you get like between 7 and 8 chops, real nice thick chops, Australian lamb. And I said, they'll never eat all of this. And we ate 21 of them.
Holy smoke. Well, that's one of our favorite phrases on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Holy smoke.
Holy smoke.
The grilled sockeye salmon is calling me from Boyd's One Stop, so I'm going to drop by on the way home and grab some for dinner. So all the best, Bev, and let's talk again next week. Okay, pal?
Yeah, let's do that.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?